Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we'll back in. Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Now let's welcome in my opinion, the greatest college quarterback of all time. That's a 2-time national champion, the Heisman Trophy winner. And that is Tim Tebow, who's here today on behalf of Allstate to help unveil this year's Allstate Werfel Trophy finalists. Tim, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great, Zach. Thanks for having me. How you doing today, man?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So we'll get to Allstate and all the good stuff that you have cooking up with them in just a second. We know the Heisman's going to be announced coming up on Saturday night. Fernando Mendoza is expected to win the award. We'll see how it plays on out. Just with what he's been able to do this season, you being someone that's won a Heisman, you know, he's trying to win a national championship. You've won two of them. What has really impressed you about the Indiana quarterback?
Everything. Absolutely everything. His poise, his leadership, obviously his accuracy, athletic ability, I think is really underrated. Like, there's been some big times this year that he's had to really make some big runs on third downs to convert. Also in the red zone, one of the areas that got back into the game against Penn State was because of his legs in certain areas. And then obviously the throw to win it with his arms on third and goal, special. I also want to mention, he's a special young man. Like, his makeup of what leads to all of those traits is unique. It's different. It's contagious. I feel like there's a lot of people that just gravitate towards him. He's someone that I think is inspiring for teammates and a lot of other people. He's got a spirit about him that is really, really special. You talk to him and the way that he loves his teammates, the way that he wants to honor them, though also the way that he leads and chases and believes in big things, that big things are possible. Like, I believe that he believed they were going to beat Ohio State last weekend. And it's contagious. The more you're around him, the more that you want to be. And that's really special. And I think all of those off-the-field qualities lead to what happens on the field.
Obviously, you had a lot of positive things to just say about him right there. How do you think, though, his game will translate to the NFL? Because you're now getting people starting to talk about him potentially being the first overall pick in the draft.
I think he'll translate. The one thing I always want to say is with every quarterback, support system matters. It always, always does. We see that more now. Look at the Baker Mayfields and the Jared Goffs and all of these players that being in the right system fits. It totally matters because having the right player and the right scheme with the right fit always matters, no matter their talent. But I think Fernando absolutely translate. His accuracy translate. His intelligence translates. Ability to read defenses translate. Ability to lead translates. Like, I have nothing but good things to say about him and been fortunate to get to know him in a few areas and walks of life, and then been able to watch a decent amount of his film. And I think he absolutely translates, and I think he's going to be someone that will play for a while.
Tim Tebow here with us. What did you make of the decision by the College Football Playoff Committee to leave Notre Dame out and put Alabama and Miami in?
Oh, well, I think I would probably back up a little bit and say they're working with a incomplete system. That they had to work with the parameters they were given, and I understand the decisions in that parameter. Now, for me, do I want to see the parameters change? Yes, I do. I want to see them change in quite a few areas. I want to bring clarity around what does best mean. Is best mean how you're playing at the end of the season? Because that's different than best for how you played throughout the season. Those are two very different things. I could give you one example. Last year at the end of the year, the way South Carolina was playing at the end of the year, the way they beat Clemson, sure, and went on the run, that team was one of the 12 best teams at the end of the year. Now, throughout the year, probably not. Two very different things. So I think that is something that I'd love clarity on. I'm happy to support either one because I think consistency matters. I also think peaking at the right time really matters. Let's just bring clarity to what that means. On top of that, I also believe that if we want to say 12 best teams, then let's make it the 12 best teams. If we want to say the 10 best and then two more or possibly one more, depending how it shakes out with conferences and all of that, because we want to be inclusive to all conferences. I get why that's important, but then let's just not say 12 best teams, right? Because right now you're having 10 of the best, and then you're saying sort of two were deserving, I guess would be the argument. So I just think clarity, whether you agree or not, leads to understanding of how you got there. And I think that's sometimes where people are upset of how they got there, right? Say 12 best, but then all of a sudden you have two others. And I love the story of Tulane, and I love the story of JMU. I love both their coaches. But if we want to look at a roster and say that's the best, in my opinion, and I could be wrong and they could upset some people, I don't think they will, but that's my opinion based on their roster of how good their players are. It's not how good necessarily their coaches are, and they do have some really good players, but I think it's just really important to bring clarity to that.
Obviously, you're now a big fan of the Tulane coach. There's a lot of reasons to like him before that, but with John Sumrall now doing the two jobs, but whenever this run does end, he'll be taking over your Gators. I told him a few weeks ago when he joined us, he's a football psycho, and I mean that in a positive way. I love his energy. What do you think he could do with the Swamps to try to bring you back?
I totally agree. That's actually, he framed it in a good way that is positive. I hope people take it that way. I liked him from afar. I like him more up close. Because I've gotten to talk to him and getting to talk football, getting to talk psychology, getting to talk recruiting, getting to talk culture, all of those things I really like in getting to know him more and more. And that makes me feel even more confident that he could be the guy to really turn this program back to where it needs to be. He is a football junkie. He loves it. He wants to do it. He's excited about the job. And I just really love his mentality for all those things. Because also one more thing that I think it's important to bring up is that when Florida's been its best, they had an edge. Mm-hmm. Some could call it a little bit of an arrogance and ego with it. Like you look at the Spurrier days in the 90s with Danny and Ike Taylor and Reed L. Anthony and Javon Kearse and all these great players. Spurrier had this confidence that some people could say is arrogance, right? That it leads to, and the players played, they knew this is the fun and gun, and we're going to go out there. We're going to play our style. It's our identity, and we're going to rock with it, right? It was an edge he brought. Under Coach Meyer, it was also an edge, different edge, but it was an edge under mentality. It was an edge under toughness. It was a 4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort and focus that you were going to see. And the deeper the waters got, the more that we knew how to swim and the more we believed other people, weren't going to be able to swim in deep waters as long, right? Different, but both a form of a confidence and arrogance and an edge that I really believe as teams and individuals playing a game, you need a deeply held belief, conviction, and confidence in what you do. I think that that's something that Coach Summerall in his own way can bring to the program. I think you've seen it in where he's coached, and now can he do it with an even better roster? Because I really believe in that wholeheartedly, that the best have a unique edge and identity that they show up with.
Tim Tebow here with us. We'll talk about Allstate in just a second. You know, I watch a ton of college football throughout the season, and whenever I watch Gunnar Stockton, I always say, Tim Tebow, I know he's a Georgia Bulldog, but you got to love watching him play football probably, right?
I do. I love watching him. I love being around him. You know, we had him on the show on SEC Nation after the SEC championship win. And, oh, my goodness, his humility with his grit is really unique and special. You have someone that is so kind. And honestly, I know this might not be a compliment, but like tenderhearted off of the field. Some people might not take it that way. I think it's incredible. And then you have someone that's so resilient and tough. And I think really where he won his team over as a leader wasn't this year. I believe it was last year, and the hit that he took in the SEC championship game when Carson Beck got hurt and he came in and absolutely got blasted by Texas. And the way he led around that and rallied around that, I think he earned so much respect from his team. And now you look at it this year, that early on in the season, it wasn't the same Georgia defense we've seen in the past. They had to win a lot of games offensively. They had to win a lot coming back. They had to, Tennessee had to have some crucial drives down late and having to get a 4th-and-2 on a deep fade route. It showed the coach's confidence in Mike Bobo, Kirby Smart's confidence in letting him rip. And down against Florida late in the game, his ability to rally the team late in the game. Because one of my favorite traits when I look at players, how do you play when your best is needed? How do you play in crunch time and clutch time? Like not first quarter, not against scrubs. No, in the biggest moments, in the biggest moments of the biggest games, how do you play? And when you look at Gunner in those moments, it is every time check, 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 check. And that's, I think, one of the things he brings. Like it. There's not a lot of quarterbacks in the top 12 teams right now that are in the playoff, or I guess you'd say playoff, right? Yeah. Not necessarily top 12, in the playoff, that you look at, you say, game's on the line, 4th-and-3, who do you want? He's one of those guys, man. I want the ball in his hands.
Tell me what you're doing today with Allstate, by the way.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I love the Allstate and the AFCA Good Works team because we talked about what all these guys are doing on the field, but this Good Works team is about what they're doing off of the field. And there aren't many awards that celebrate who they are off. There's a lot that celebrate how you compete and score and tackle. Sure. and all of that, right? But there aren't a lot that celebrate the impact that are making off the field. And that's what the Allstate AFCA Good Works team celebrates. And then on top of that, we get to celebrate the Allstate Werfel Trophy recipient. And right now there are 3 finalists that are incredible young men. You look at the work that they are doing, and it is life-changing for so many. And you look at Matt Hofer, you've got Michael Taff, and the work that they're doing is incredible. And you look at Tanner Wall and how he's gone all around the world to serve in Kenya and the South Pacific. The work is incredible. You know, Michael Taff, talk about him. He's turned his pain into purpose. He lost a friend to a fentanyl overdose, and now he's got Taff's Tackles, and he's using that for awareness and events and to change lives. And it's really special. So all 3 finalists of this award are incredible young men, and I can't wait to see Friday night on ESPN which one receives the Allstate Werfel Trophy. And they also win the Allstate AFCA Good Works team captain as well.
I know you got to run, just 45 seconds. What would your message be to Arch Manning after seeing him play for a full season?
Man, it's keep going. You've improved every single week. You've handled the praise and the criticism better than almost anybody. You have many times been unfairly judged, and so much amount of pressure was put on you before you even got it. And I think he's handled it great. To keep going, your best is in front of you. And I would probably just encourage, you can't control what people say about you, but you can't control who speaks into you. So keep letting the right voices speak into you, and your best is in front of you.
And he's Tim Tebow, obviously, in my opinion, the greatest college quarterback of all time on behalf of Allstate. Tim, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you having me. Great questions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.